Our next guest on Downtown sang lead and wrote many of the 14 top 40 hits the Little River Band had in the 70s and early 80s. 10 of them went top 20, 5 were top 10. Glenn Shorrock has a brand new album out called Glenn Shorrock Sings Little River Band. We had a chance to catch up with him last night as we figured out the time difference and talked with Glenn last night, which was his this morning or something like that. Here's our conversation with Glenn Shorrock.
Rich Kimball.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Now, it's evening for us, but morning for you, right?
That's right. It's a big, wide world.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Whereabouts are you?
We're in Maine.
Ah, lovely. Yes. Is it warm, cold?
We're in the transition period. It was
coming into spring.
Yes, we were near 70 over the weekend, so we're getting there. I absolutely love the new album, by the way. Glenn Shorrock sings Little River Band, the hits live in studio. Yeah. Not that these songs don't sound in their original version incredibly fresh today, but a really great new take. I love the way the songs sound, and you make them feel very new again.
Yes, I'm very pleased with the result as well. I was a bit, how come I'm doing these old songs again? Because I do them, you know, every time I perform these songs. I've done them now for, 40 years nearly. But that was the point. A guy I've been working with, Steve Balby, you know, he said, why don't you revisit some of the old classics that you've done, and we'll get into a studio with a different bunch of guys and see what happens. And you know, we put our heads together. We spent 2 days in the studio down here in Sydney, and yeah, as I say, they sound great. They sound really good. In fact, my Little River Band's ex-manager Glenn Wheatley is still a good pal of mine. He said they're better than the original. So, you know, we'll just see. I mean, some people are going to say, oh, what do I need to hear those again? You know, I've got the original versions. But I think, as you said, you'll get a bit of a surprise when you hear them.
Oh,
they're not much different, are they? I mean, they're still the great songs, but they're just... They sound better, I think.
Well, and I love the very jazzy take on Reminiscing. Sinatra would have been proud of that.
Thank you. Yeah, he would have, and he would have recorded it had he survived. he was going to do it, but obviously he didn't. But Katie Lang did it. Yeah,
that's right.
She put it down.
And Lonesome Loser, it's such a funky take on that song.
There you go. That's exactly right. We said let's funk it up a little bit, and so we said, how about that groove from Heard It Through the Grapevine? So the band started playing that, you know, and we just took off on it. That was good.
And your voice is sounding absolutely incredible. Do you do anything special to take care of it? Because you sound not just as good, but better than ever.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I feel as well. I mean, I've been singing all my life. It's been 60 years, 50 odd years anyway, that I've been making my living out of my voice, and it's hanging in there. I'm blessed, you know. I'm just a lucky man that I've got a strong throat and lots of sleep and not too much damage, if you know what I mean.
the battles, the legal battles over the name Little River Band are very well documented, but hey, those are still your songs. You're out there singing, yeah, and they sound great. But has that kept you, especially from touring here in the States?
How has it kept me away?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it has, and it's very frustrating. Every time a promoter, you know, wants me to come over and do some shows, the powers that be behind the current Little River Band threaten those promoters with injunctions, and so they just drop me. You know, the promoters say, "Oh, we don't want to get involved in that." So yeah, I've been thwarted, as they say. But hopefully this album will make people realize, you know, what my voice is. You know, my voice is the original sound of the band, and maybe it'll work out for the better. I'd dearly love to get back there and sing, but we've just got to wait to see these hardened attitudes soften a little bit.
We're talking with Glenn Shorrock here on Downtown. I know you talk in your book and you've talked in interviews about looking forward, but if we can, I'd love to go back with you and revisit the start of your love of music. Your family had moved to Adelaide, and was it Heartbreak Hotel that lit that spark of inspiration for you?
Oh, it certainly was. I was lying on a bed in a migrant hostel. We'd arrived probably only weeks before, and there was a hot day, very hot day, I remember, and I heard this radio down the hallway, and I ran down and said, what's that sound? And a very cultured radio announcer said, that was a new singer called Elvis Presley. And he sighed and said, now it's back to so-and-so and his orchestra. But I was captivated by just the sound of that record. And now it doesn't sound very radical anymore, but back then it certainly was to a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy with... his ears were pricked, you know, when I heard that. And I thought, what was this newfangled music, rock and roll? They even had a name for us, but they started to call us teenagers.
And you formed your own band, and people in the States may not be aware that, you were part of two incredibly successful bands before Little River Band, starting with the Twilights. You had tremendous success home in Australia.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had number one hits, and we toured extensively the country. We went to England to try and further our international career because half the band were English migrants anyway, and it was easier to get into England. We didn't even think about coming to America in those days. That was nirvana. You know, that was unreachable to.
But you did get a very special recording date, though, at Abbey Road Studios, and happened to be there in early 1967 on a very fortuitous night.
It was. It was the first or second night that they were beginning the Sgt. Pepper's session, which, you know, went through the year of 1967. And we were in Studio 1 and the Beatles were in Studio 2 doing Penny Lane. Well, it was a song. I didn't know it was called Penny Lane, but I could hear it through the control room door. And it was a very exciting time for us, you know, because we were Beatle mad. We were all, the whole world was Beatle mad, wasn't it, at that time?
Well, yeah. And when you look back on the Twilights, I have to think, of course, everybody here thinks of the Little River Band, but being that first band when you were there with young guys and every dream in the world still seemed possible, is that a band that you look on with perhaps even more affection?
Yeah, yes, it is. I still have a great bond with those guys. You know, we go back a long way. We were friends to begin with, and then we became musicians, and we learnt our trade by emulating our heroes. And to begin with, you know, it was American music, obviously. I mean, you guys invented it. And because the Beatles took over in the 60s and we became a 60s style recording band with our hair combed forward and wearing black skivvies like everybody else. And we had 6 years together, the six members, and we, as I say, still have a great bond. One of our members, Terry Britton, our guitar player, has won a couple of Grammys since the demise of the Twilights. He moved to London and wrote for Cliff Richard and Tina Turner. He wrote What's Love Got to Do with It, and We Don't Need Another Hero for Tina. So he's another one of my old colleagues that I'm very proud of. We still hang together when he comes down to Oz for a break every now and again. I've made some great contacts and keep some strong fellowships going.
Yeah, great success in Axiom as well, and then as a solo artist. We had B.J. Thomas on our show not too long ago, and you did a wonderful version of a song that was a big hit for him, the Barry Mann, Cynthia Wild tune, Rock and Roll Lullaby.
I did. That's right. When I was in England trying to make my way as a solo artist, that this was in between Axiom, who had broken up, and the formation of LRB. I was trying my hand at all sorts of different things and doing a lot of songwriting as well. Those songs became part of the early repertoire of LRB. But, yeah, you know, that was a nice song, Rock and Roll Lullaby. It didn't do anything, but, you know, I'm pretty pleased with it.
Well, Little River Band certainly did tremendous success all around the globe. What do you think it was that made that international success possible? Obviously great music, but what beyond that?
The sound of the harmonies, that struck a chord. It was in the same vein. Maybe, you know, the same. We had a natural blend. We could have been brothers. That's what drew me to deciding to work with the guys, because basically the band was formed around three songwriters: myself, Graham Goble, and B. Birtles. And we had a Bee Gees blend. We had an Eagles blend. Hollies, you know, they were a big influence. Beatles, of course. And anything to do with harmony, we loved.
And you guys, you might have set some international records, too, for showing off some chest hair back in the days.
Yeah, there's not much hair left on me these days.
Well, one of the songs that was a huge success for you here and still is a favorite from folks is Cool Change, which was predicting the future for you in many ways. Were you consciously thinking about going out on your own when you wrote that song?
Not professionally. That was just my philosophy, you know, and still is my philosophy, really. You know, I've used meditation a large part of my life, to get inside myself and calm things down, as it were. And things in the band were getting a little strained at that time as well. And then 2 years later, of course, we parted company in 1982, I think it was, and I went off and did a few other things, some theatre work and some radio and some TV down here in Oz, and then they asked me back in again. Yeah, it's been a long roller coaster, and I love working with people, don't get me wrong, but, there's time for reflection, and Cool Change reflects that.
Well, you've been making music professionally for more than 50 years now. I saw in an interview that you said you're very proud of the fact that you've never had a proper job.
Yeah, which my dad told me to get, you know. You got to have something to fall back on, Glenn. I said, well, no, I don't. Not if I've got something that I love and I can do and I can make a living out of it, I'll be happy. That's what I said when I was 18. And I said, I'd like to be doing it when I'm 50, and I'd like to have the respect of my peers. Well, I've passed 50, long gone, I've won quite a few gongs or medals or whatever you call them, you know, awards over the years. And, I'm one of the elder statesmen of Australian music, I guess you'd call me.
Well, I don't think you need a plan B at this point, that's for sure.
No, I'm enjoying myself. I'm working with some great people again. I'm not in a band as such anymore, but I certainly rely on the body of work that I had with my bands, and that still stands me in good stead. People love the music, and I still love doing it. And we try different things, and you know, like the this album. You know, that go figure. Glenn Shorrock sings Little River Band. Go figure that. Wasn't he in Little River Band? that's one of the reasons I did it. You know, it was just to put my head up above the battlements and say, hey, I'm still here, and this is my legacy. check it out.
Still here and better than ever. The album is wonderful. Glenn Shorrock sings Little River Band. Glenn, it's been a real treat to have you on with us. Thank you so much for making time. We wish you much success, continued good health as well.
Thank you, Richard. I owe you guys a lot for my career and for the audiences there that looked after us so much. And who knows, maybe I will be back in Maine one more day. Thank you, Richard. All the best. Bye.
Good guy, Glenn Shorrock, Little River Band, joined us last night. We caught up with him in Sydney, Australia. Managed that time change quite well. That was good stuff. Fun conversation.